Exodus, Christian Armenians burn their homes as land handed to Turkey back to Azeris. By Breitbart London on November 14, 2020. Kalbajar, Azerbaijan, AP, in a bitter farewell to his home of 21 years. Garo Davuzian wrenched off its metal roof and prepared to set the stone house on fire. Thick smoke poured from houses that his neighbors had already torched before fleeing this ethnic Armenian village about to come under Azerbaijani control. The village is to be turned over to Azerbaijan on Sunday as part of territorial concessions in an agreement to end 6 weeks of intense fighting with Armenian forces. The move gripped its 600 people with fear and anger so deep that they destroyed the homes they once loved. The settlement, called Karvachar in Armenian, is legally part of Azerbaijan, but it has been under the control of ethnic Armenians since the 1994 end of a war over the Nagorno-Karabakh region. That war left not only Nagorno-Karabakh itself but substantial surrounding territory in Armenian hands. After years in which sporadic clashes broke out between Azerbaijani and Armenian forces, full-scale fighting began in late September this year. Azerbaijan made relentless military advances, culminating in the seizure of the city of Shusha, a strategically key city and one of strong emotional significance as a long-time center of Azeri culture. 2 days after Azerbaijan announced it had taken Shusha, Armenia and Azerbaijan signed a Russia-brokered ceasefire under which territory that Armenia occupies outside the formal borders of Nagorno-Karabakh will be gradually ceded. Muslim Azeris and Christian Armenians once lived together in these regions, however uneasily. Although the ceasefire ends the fighting, it aggravates ethnic animosity. In the end, we will blow it up or set it on fire, in order not to leave anything to Muslims, Davuzian said of his house. He spoke while taking a rest from salvaging what he could from the home, including metal roof panels, and piling it onto an aged flatbed truck. The truck's final destination is unclear. We are homeless now, do not know where to go and where to live. Do not know where to live. It is very hard, said his wife Lucine, choked by tears, as they gave the interior of the house a last look. Davuzian's dismay extended to Russian President Vladimir Putin. Armenia and Russia keep close relations and Russia has a sizable military base in Armenia, so many Armenians had hoped for support from Moscow. Instead, Russia facilitated the ceasefire and territorial concessions and is sending in nearly 2,000 peacekeepers to enforce it. Why has Putin abandoned us? Davuzian said. Hundreds of thousands of Azeris were displaced by the war that ended in 1994. It is unclear when any civilians might try to settle in Karvachar, which will now be known by its Azeri name Kalbajar, or elsewhere. Any returns could be wrenching. Settlers will confront the burned, empty shells of houses, or worse. Ogdam, which is to be turned over next week, once was a city of about 40,000, but now is an empty sprawl of buildings that were destroyed in the first war or later ruined by pillagers grabbing building materials. For the Davuzians, their sudden relocation is overwhelming beyond words. When you spent 21 years here and now need to leave it, Garo Davuzian said, trailing off, as smoke from nearby burning houses choked the air. Soon, he knew, his house would be one of them. Jim Heinz in Moscow contributed to this story. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.